Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This Found here on WILO, 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon. Simply put, there are things you need to consider about your financial future. We only get one shot at retirement, and we have to do it right. As a certified financial planner and former professor from Purdue University, I think you'll find our thoughts and strategies honest and refreshing. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark. Again, 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
When you need to know.
Retired teachers, one of our main points is that we do a lot of service for the community. And I consider this part of my service to my community.
On the air first when seconds count.
A replacement out there, you know, and you want to be careful what you do. That's a very interesting department out there. There's a lot of different mechanisms that go into that department. And you want to make sure you get the right person.
The news team you've come to depend on.
That's not a rule right now. There's no ordinance to enforce that. Speeding, fishing, harassing the petting zoo animals, those types of things. Camping in the park. You can't camp in the park. It will be against city orders to sleep in a park after a certain hour.
Your official weather station.
Or as a classroom. It has lots of different, about 35 actually, different ways and objects that help students or teens hide things from their parents or their teachers. It has a concentration on vaping, but it also covers other substances.
When you need to know. WILO.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierlandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierlandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera.
W-I-L-O. Your future is full of big dreams. You can't wait to answer the question.
Will you marry me?
And share the joy when the two of you become three. And to help guide your family down new roads, even if those life moments seem far away now. The state of Indiana offers down payment assistance and other benefits. See participating lenders at homeownership.in.gov.
This message is sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority and this station.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Just click on the Big Deals link at the top of ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for all the big deals from WILO.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Supposed to have a representative from the city police of Frankfort, but, you know, I know they're busy too, so they have things going
right.
on. And they're I think they're sort of in a transition period with, chiefs and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
If they are listening and they'd like to call in, if there's something we need to know, let us know at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Also, if there's something on your mind or you have any questions that we might be able to answer, please let us know, okay? We've got about 20 minutes of open phones here, again, at 659-3338. I know we've been paying attention to a lot of things locally, Ken, but when you broaden your perspective and look at the national level, there's a lot going on. Little things like I saw where truckers are trying to navigate challenges on highways and loading docks as they try to keep supply chains running to meet the surging demand for all kinds of stuff like staples and medical equipment, not literally staples, the staples of food and stuff. Now, I saw this is another angle to this that we just don't think of unless you're a truck driver. Restaurants are closed. You can't take a semi through a drive-through, right?
So,
this really trickles down. I've always been amazed by the trickle-down aspect of this, too, because, I mean, we kind of knew that was coming, but it's crazy how it affects a lot of little things.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I think it warrants it in this case. I think this just goes to show how woefully unprepared we really are for when it does get bad. We think we are, but when reality, I mean, you just talk about the trickle-down stuff. Nobody thinks about the trickle-down effects of a lot of different things, and everybody complains and, you know, does whatever else when we don't have certain things. There are reasons why. And nobody has those thoughts. They don't think about those things when these things happen. It's something that today's society does not do.
I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and kind of disagree with you on that, Ken, just because this is something we've never seen. I mean, it's impossible to be prepared for something.
But then again, they say if we're prepared for nuclear war, we're prepared for whatever. You know, we had all this stuff back with, you know, the Middle East.
And we are prepared for that. We're just not prepared for the coronavirus because we've never had a pandemic recently. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken. There's nobody, I mean nobody, that wants a police station and a water park more than I do in Clinton County. But I think we're missing the boat. This epidemic that we're having right now hasn't been over a month, and people are broke. I think they said there was like 20% of the people is on unemployment now. Our deficit, it takes for every person in the United States, I forget how many people that was, would have to pay over $70,000 just to pay our deficit off.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're borrowing trillions of thousands of dollars more. And they're going to have to get a hold of this because it's like China said on CNN, we will break the United States and never fire a shot, and they very well could.
Mm-hmm.
You can't print money that's worthless, that's absolutely worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting to put over, I've heard as high as $2 trillion into this economy. Well, we can't go out and I suppose we have to have Boeing because of the military and everything. But your airlines, where are they going to take all this money and give it to all this money? I've heard as high as everybody gets $1,000 that's really needs it in the United States, you know. But I don't know whether there's any truth in that or not, you know. But just like here in Clinton County, we need to have a rainy day fund, and I mean a big one, to take care of food stamps and the people that have nothing, because I've never seen it like this here. I mean, it just hasn't been very long, and people are going to get free food stuff. I told my wife, I said, I don't understand all this stuff. I don't understand it. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I tend to agree with you. I don't know. I know we have a rainy day fund. I don't know if it is the city's responsibility to take care of all of that, maybe some of that. But going back to what you were talking about at first. You know, again, there's so many unknowns in this. And I said yesterday on Party Line, I mean, what's $1,000? You know, we're already in the whole $20 trillion, and they're kind of looking at it as, oh, what's another trillion? We'll just throw it on. Well, it's another trillion, you know? And what is the $1,000? I mean, sure, it'd be nice for all of us to get a check for $1,000 mm-hmm. right now, but what about a month from now when we're just as broke and people haven't worked?
For,
yeah, people haven't worked for 2 months now?
That's correct.
Carl, basically, the city and the county both have rainy day funds, and so do the schools, but it's used at their discretion.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole key. I mean, everybody like that, the schools, county, city have rainy day funds.
Uh-huh.
It's just how much they really want to get into it and how well it's been kept.
Well, I looked at some of those houses on Channel 13 down there in Indianapolis, and these was $250,000, $300,000 homes down there, and they had those buses going by passing out free food to people that needed it.
Yeah.
Now this doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
and why do
I agree?
Another thing that doesn't make sense to me: how can these banks loan money? I mean, when I bought a house, I put 20% down. I never did ever put less than 20% down. And but that's beside the point. I can't understand how these banks are loaning people money that in 2 weeks of bad times, they can't make their mortgage payment. Now, come on.
Yeah.
Get your figures straight. Just don't make a loan because you're going to make a couple thousand dollars off this.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Carl. That's why. It's all about money.
That's right.
I mean, yeah.
Well,
and the thing is, that I mean, I don't want to... It's not for all banking institutions, but especially credit cards and bigger loaning institutions.
I don't even have a credit card.
I don't either.
I don't even have a credit card.
I don't
card.
Either. But what I'm saying is
my wife has one because she travels all the time. But do I want one? I don't want no credit card.
I don't either, and I don't have one. But what I'm saying is that's how they make their money. They're counting on you to default on that loan.
Well, I just there's just so many things I don't understand in this world today. And as far as President Trump and Congress, I think they're coming together, and they're doing the best they can do, but it's a situation I don't think they know what to do now. Do they want to shut everything down? Now, let's get realistic. You can't. What would happen to Clinton County if they said, okay, shut Frito-Lay down, shut Donaldson down, shut every factory in Frankfort, we're going to go down for a month? You understand? You know what that would happen to the economy? You can't do it.
It'd be bad, and you know what? It could still happen.
Well, you can't do it. You can't.
Well, you technically, I know what you're saying, and I agree with that. But in reality, they can do it, and I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen because, you know,
But you're right. That it will be rough times for some people.
Extremely. I think the reason Howard County has done what it has done to this point is because they have two confirmed cases. As long as we don't have any confirmed cases here, I think we're going to be all right. But until the time comes, that possibility is there, and it is real.
Yes.
And one of those confirmed cases was at Chrysler. I mean, that's why they're shut down.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have the answer. It's going to take somebody like Jamie Dimon, Warren Buffett. People
they don't
like
have
that
the answers either. All they think they can do is throw money at it, and that's their answer.
Well, sometimes
well,
that is the answer.
That's
that helps.
That's what it's all about today.
Well,
in this world, Ken, is money. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
You know, that's just like the stock market. When that market went up a couple of days ago, 1,000 points, you know, all the brokers are doing is fishing. And what they mean by fishing is they'll stick so many billions of dollars in that market and see what it goes up. And then see where the people will take it on from there. If it doesn't go on from there, then they pull their hook back in and get all the money back out, and it drops again. All they're doing is fishing right now, trying to get people back in the market. You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So, and I just don't know. But it's still the greatest country we've ever lived in. I mean, we can't. There's no other place I'd rather live than here in the United States. So.
For sure.
So, hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
All right. You too, Carl. Appreciate the phone call this morning. 659-3338. I think Carl's like a lot of us. I mean, we don't know. None of us have the answers, right?
No.
I mean, we could just deal with the cards we're dealt. And
let me kind of clarify what I said earlier. I think people need to understand we have never in this country thought outside the box that certain things could happen. Now it's happening, and we're not prepared. That's what I'm basically meaning by that. You need to start thinking outside the box a little bit. If nobody thought outside the box, 9/11 may not have happened.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think there are high dollar people out there thinking outside the box.
Well, they haven't shown it yet.
659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I did see where this guy who is one of the famed researchers in finding some not cures, but some help and maybe something to make it a little less worse for AIDS, for HIV. This is a guy named David Ho. He is a famous AIDS researcher. And he said he's going to try to get involved in finding some kind of coronavirus cure for this. So we know he's working on it. There's also some testing that's going on. And basically they're putting out the call. If you're willing to get sick, we're willing to test you. So
yeah.
That's a little scary. Kim, good morning. Quit coughing.
Yes, I know.
Perfect
I'll
timing.
I'll give everybody germs.
Perfect timing. What's up?
Oh, I want to kid you, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay. Why does it bother you when people talk about Trump?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I mean, that's what we're here for. And I've said before, I mean, I'll defend him when I think he's right, and I won't defend him when I think he's wrong. I try to call it pretty straight.
Well, I hope so. You seem to. That's what I can say.
Yeah. I do lean to the right. I mean, there's no surprise there.
Sometimes way right.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And Trump did see the other day on one of his speeches, he can't give a compliment without giving himself one.
Yeah, that doesn't come across as real good.
Yeah, was it the mayor or something? He was saying he did a good job, but I'm doing even a better job.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
yeah.
Really?
And in whose eyes?
You know, it reminds me of something my grandfather told me a long time ago. Never miss a good opportunity to shut up.
Absolutely. wasn't it Calvin Coolidge or something? I'm paraphrasing, but if you want to appear intelligent, keep quiet. Or
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you guys have a good day. And
you too.
Have a nice. Bye-bye.
All right, Kim. Appreciate the phone call. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I did see last night also on the CBS Evening News that younger adults are now comprising a big portion of hospitalizations, as we originally thought it was those in their late 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, seriously being sickened. But a new report issued by the CDC found that, as in other countries, the oldest patients had the greatest likelihood of dying and being hospitalized. But of the 508 patients known to have been hospitalized, 38% were between 20 and 54. And then you get into some younger kids who may have autoimmune deficiencies or something, and you got to be real careful when you're going to hospitals and right. things like that. It is crazy to see people and all the precautions that the healthcare workers are taking when you see them on TV and they're all dressed up and all their stuff, and you know, they've got these quarantine tents and everything. I mean, are those suits then compromised? Do you have to burn those afterwards? Or
I don't know.
You know, I mean, it's. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of money.
Yeah, I will say this. When I went to my appointment yesterday afternoon, you got greeted by somebody who I had never seen before. She's sitting off to the side where the kids' room used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she started asking questions about where you've been, what you've been doing, have any symptoms, blah, 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 blah. He said, well, then go ahead and stand by that sign. And then can he help you? I said, do you want to see my insurance card? Well, we can't touch that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, then of course you look out in the waiting room, and they spread out the chairs at least 6 feet.
Right.
They took out about over half the chairs that were there, mm-hmm. which wasn't too many to start with.
Right.
So, I mean, it's different. It mm-hmm. is right. And now everybody, of course, now the talk is going to virtual virtual, appointments. That's what everybody's starting to do is go virtual, video, audio, whatever.
Right.
But, but here again, we've had the opportunity to do this in this county for years, and we have not done it at all those meetings that we've talked about.
Yeah.
And now the opportunity is needed, and it isn't there.
Sometimes things force your hand, don't they?
That's right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and have the last couple minutes of Party Line here on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Your future is full of big dreams. You can't wait to answer the question.
Will you marry me?
And share the joy when the two of you become three. And to help guide your family down new roads, even if those life moments seem far away now. The state of Indiana offers down payment assistance and other benefits. See participating lenders at homeownership.in.gov.
This message is sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority and this station.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Just click on the Big Deals link at the top of ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for all the big deals from WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This Found here on WILO every Thursday, 4 p.m. Tune in to listen to another Hoosier's been in the financial industry for more than 30 years. I'm a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Here's what you get on Consider This. Honest advice about things like Social Security timing, retirement planning concepts, tax strategies that may make a bigger difference than you might expect, and much more. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. every week right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Just a couple minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, we do have time for a real quick call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. We don't hear of a whole lot of people hiring right now. We had a really good economy. Sorry, Ken, I'll turn on your microphone.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. You do what you want over there.
Just yell real loud.
Okay.
So we had a pretty good economy up until a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I saw where the stock market has now dropped.
Dropped another 6% yesterday.
Yeah, but more importantly, it's dropped below where it was when Trump took over. Of course, he took over, did away with a few regulations, and boom, we went up the highest we've ever been, and everybody's, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are happy about their 401ks. And you and I were talking just a couple weeks ago. We say it every week that anybody who wants a job can get a job.
That's right.
You know, and you drive up and down 28, and I mean, there's help wanted signs. There's places right. Can't keep help, you know. So it kind of changes things now. And I've thought about it, and I'm glad Carl brought it up, not me. but I think it could be a real reality of the factories shutting down or something really happening drastic in the next week.
Let's just say this, assuming things stay status quo and things stay open. If you can pass a drug test, there's a job available for you in this town and in this county, any place you want to go, and really for any price that you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to pass that drug test first.
Yeah, and there are some jobs that don't require drug tests.
That's right.
And it may be, I've heard of some communities even foregoing the drug tests because they need the help.
Yeah.
Right? So
I don't know if I want to do that or not.
No, but I mean, talk about desperate, right?
Oh, I know, yeah. I think we need to reiterate one thing. I don't know what you're going to get into over there, but
I'm getting ready to wrap it up.
Okay. I think just reiterate this. If you're thinking about going out except for the essentials, stay put. If you think you want to go to a special event, please call ahead, because we think we know what we've got on the computer is correct, but we don't know because not everybody's notified us. So please, we encourage you to check that number, give it a call, and make sure before you venture to wherever if something is out there.
And if you have the means and resources, leave a big tip, too, right?
Yeah, true.
Ken, thanks as always.
All right, no problem.
Thank you for joining us today, too. Thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Back with Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.